Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
This your boy Chuck coming to you live from Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. This is being brought to you from the Caveman Radio Show with your boy Keith from WeTalkRadio.com.
With the things he's got, hustling to make it work, give his family the life that they deserve. Heading out to the streets just to make ends meet, he feels so complete, cause family's all he needs. Heading out to the streets just to make ends meet, he feels so complete, cause family's all he needs.
You got everything you need in a man.
she's even in the shade. G.I.L.E. ain't got it dismayed. That's who I'm, you on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good times like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Cause I'm the man.
And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, they had a bumblebee, cause I'm the man. A feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is a better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girls be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I be fangin' they ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got black Mac attacks and she ain't turned back. My nuts just touch the floor the way she swing on my sack. And I know that haters wanna beat me down. They some cashes with some K's, but I'm the king with my crown. I scatter, batter, and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind the beast, cause I'm the man.
WeTalk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mo3 repping from the bottom productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. Sun's out. You know what I'm saying? We getting ready to move around. Everybody that's up, you know, I know y'all moving around, getting ready to start your day. So shout out to y'all. Listen, today we have a guest that's going to be coming on here in a little bit by the name of Mr. Nicholas Cole. And this guy is a keyboardist. He's a gospel / jazz switch over transition over to jazz artist. This man is amazing. He has some good music, some real good music that he's going to be talking to us about on today. We're still waiting. We're still waiting on him, but it's all good. Y'all know how we do. We live, you know what I'm saying? So we know how to make things move around and shake and, put things in different places as needed. But listen, man, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. I'm so excited to be here today. We had some incredible things. I know this past week was Labor Day, so a lot of y'all got a chance to enjoy a 3-day weekend, you know what I mean? Those of y'all that's going to work from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, you know what I'm saying? 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever your schedule is, you knew on Friday you was getting out of there early and you was going to be able to enjoy a 3-day weekend. So shout out to y'all. My 3-day weekend this week was, whoo. I didn't even have a 3-day weekend. Matter of fact, I had to go to work Monday. I had to work on Labor Day. But you know what? It's all good. What they call that? Time and a half. Double time.
Double time.
I'll take that. Double time. Two time. You know what I'm saying? I take that. You know, it was so easy on Monday, man. I was sitting there in my building. I was sitting there, man, just bored. I'm just going to be honest. I was boring, man. It was nothing. Nobody was in the building, just sitting there, you know, looking at the cameras and walking around trying to stay woke. Y'all know how it is. You ain't got nothing going on, but you're on the clock. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stay active. You got to stay – Act like you're doing something. But, you know, I had to work, so, you know, I didn't get a chance to enjoy the 3-day weekend. I just had 2 days, you know what I mean? And it was cool, you know, it was cool. Got a chance to spend time with my kiddos and the family, you know what I mean? Got to spend time with Miss Kid D. You know, we be in and out during the week. You know, she go to work, I go to work. So sometimes we don't see each other till nighttime. So, you know, it was cool to just be chilling at the house or whatever the case may be. Y'all's weekend, man. I hope y'all had a good weekend. You know, I don't know. Like I was saying, this, you know, 3-day. Some people had 3-day weekend or whatever, but it felt like a long week for me. It was long. Like this past week was slow. It was real slow. Like I was sitting there, like at work, like, dang, is it even Wednesday yet? Like, Wednesday get here, then it's like, man, it don't even feel like a hump day because, you know, working hard and ain't really paying attention to the time and just, you know, it's just busy, you know. So was it yesterday finally came around, Friday finally came around, and I was like, oh, thank the Lord. Thank goodness. It is Friday. So here we are this Saturday morning on the Cave Radio Show. Yes, we are live on the Cave Radio Show. Y'all don't go nowhere because when we get back, man, you know, we're going to be talking and we're going to be hanging out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be chilling.
We got some topics.
Miss Kia D is in the building. So we got a topic we're going to talk about. I know we're going to talk about this Tiffany Haddish and Aerie Spears. You know what I'm saying? First of all, Aerie Spears, man, I've watched him, you know, years back. I've watched this man. And when I tell you funny, the dude is funny, man. But I think he took it a little. I think he took some words. Some things, some of his opinions, and he voiced those opinions, and you know he got a lot of backlash about that. You know, a lot of people was upset with what he said. You know, the things that he said. We'll get into all that. But you know, for all that to start, and then you got Miss Tiffany Haddish. Let me tell you something about Miss Tiffany Haddish. Funny, she used to be my girl. She used to be my girl. Wow, she used to be I'm telling you, man, somebody said Tiffany Haddish, I was like, okay, yeah, Tiffany, she ready. Let me tell you something, Tiffany, you know, some stuff came out with her too, you know what I'm saying? So she, you know, she ready, you know what I'm saying? She ready for the smoke, you know what I'm saying? That's why they say she ready, because you never know. If she got to pop off, she ready, you know what I'm saying? So when we get back, we're going to be talking about some of that, you know what I mean? Y'all don't go nowhere. Y'all stay tuned. Listen, if y'all listening in on the website, cool. But if you want to call in, and talk about this subject, if you want to talk about these topics that we're going to be talking about, the number is 563-999-3456, okay? That number again, I'm going to say it one more time, 563-999-3456. That's call in number, and you're gonna call us, and you're gonna hit the number one when you want to talk about that topic. Hit the number one, and I'm in the studio. You know what I'm saying? That means I'm producing the show, so that also means I can see you when you call in. So when you hit the number one, it's gonna be a sign come up, and it's gonna tell me that you want to talk. You know what I'm saying? So come on and call. You know what I'm saying? Let's have a good time. But in the meantime, we're gonna play some music, get y'all jamming a little bit. You know, get ready for these topics, you know what I'm saying? Get ready for for me and Miss Kia D, you know what I'm saying? We'll probably have E-Man slide through the studio here in a little bit. But y'all don't go nowhere, all right? This is the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network with your boy T. Smiley. Yeah.
1, 2. I think I just need to kiss it goodbye. So
hopped up in the coupe, brand new Tupac, baby. I saw something real, fuck what you saw, baby. I saw something real, fuck what you saw, baby. Trying to find a feel, but it's too hard, baby. Here's that ticket out, thinking we all take it. Oh,
what's up, this your boy Mood 3 repping Front to Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. Yeah, y'all heard him. Y'all heard him. That was Big Mood 3. Big Mood 3. Shout out to Mood 3. We're back. We're back. You know, we're back live. Listen, we were sitting here talking. I was sitting here talking to Miss Kid D because, you know, she in the studio with me today. And she had brought up a topic with Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears. So I want to get into that. I want to get into that real quick. We have Miss Kid D in the building. Miss Kid D, what up? What up?
What's going on, Cave Radio Show? The Cavers? What do you call your cavemen? Oh, we call them the cavemen. What up, cavemen? How y'all feeling this beautiful sun Saturday morning? My bad. T Smiley, I got a question for you first before we talk about Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears real quick. You are literally in 126 days, you're getting married. How do you feel?
126 days. Y'all, that's not a lot of time. Not a lot of time. But no, I'm excited, man. We had to move it back, but I think like twice. Nothing bad, you know, when people say, oh, you had to move the wedding back, first thing they think is something bad. Nah, it ain't nothing like that. Ain't nothing like that. Nah, we cool over here. It was just, you know, we had to, you know, really sit back and look at the bigger picture and figure out what we wanted and make sure it's going to be nice and, you know, everything that we, you know, thought of and imagined of. So I'm excited. Also, she had just informed me this month in September, I have actually been with We Talk Radio for 4 years.
Woo!
4 years, man. Time flies when you have fun.
Yes.
I understand it now, you know. When people used to say that, I'd be like, man, you crazy. What? That don't even make sense. But 4 years this month will make 4 years of me being a part of We Talk Radio network, you know. It's been fun. I remember when I first started, man, I wanted to be in the background. You know how when you're singing, you know, you got the artists up there, but you got your background singers, and then you got the one back behind them. You know what I'm saying? I was the one back behind them. 4 years ago, I was the one back behind them. I didn't want to talk. I ain't got nothing to talk about. What? Put me on the radio. And then I had it bad, too, because every time we would talk, when I first got started, man, I was She told me one time, she said, you got to stop saying, you got to replace it with something else. You know, when you get nervous, that's what happened, man. When I got nervous, I was, sounded bad on the radio.
Everybody has a starting spot. Everybody's got a starting place. And then it's where you grow from there, and it's how you grow from there. And then all of a sudden, 4 years later, there's no more us. Unless you're really trying to think of something, but it's not a because you're nervous or because it's a natural thing that you're doing at that point, you know? So, yeah, everybody's got a growing period and a growing pain, and I hope it wasn't too painful.
I mean, it wasn't painful, but, you know, after hearing myself, you know, because you have to go back and listen to yourself, you know what I mean? So I was going back listening to myself, and I was like,
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was crazy, but it was cool. It was a good time. So congratulations to you for 4 years of being on We Talk Radio Network.
That's what's up. That's what's
pretty
up.
Cool.
That's what's up, man.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, look, I got some people out there that's probably like, oh, T. Smiley, you know, I've been rocking with you since. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
If you've been rocking with me all these 4 years, man, I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate it. I thank you for listening to old me because, you know, I'm just a little country boy, you know, at heart, you know what I mean? I moved down from some people call it Arkansas, saying that, y'all know I'm from Arkansas, but, yeah, man, just excited to be, a part of, We Talk Radio, get a chance to talk to y'all all over the globe, all over the world, and, got some fans out there, man. I appreciate it. You know, I got some people that's really, you know, supportive and want to know more about it, and, you know, we talk about it, but I'm always like, man, just come listen to me on a Saturday morning, man. You ain't got to say nothing. Just call in. Just call in. You know, I try to make it easy for everybody. So, yeah.
You really do. You know, you got a great, great set of loyal listeners and great fan base and a lot of people who do support you. And, you know, that's awesome. You know, when you're starting out in radio, you know, just having a core group of people and then being able to grow from there, you know, is really important. So a lot of times people don't have anything to say, or they don't think they do. And then they start talking and realize, wow, I actually do have, I got some valid points and I got some stuff to say here. People want to listen to me. Yeah.
Hold up, Drake. We got something to say.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Anybody come see you, Otis? Anybody come see you, dog? Quick, man. I want to before we get going, man. I had a friend, good friend of mine. I worked with a couple years. We worked together in the medical field, and he is actually traveling. He's in Chicago right now. His son just graduated from Navy boot camp. So shout out to the Valdez family.
Yeah.
Seeing his son, you know, get out there and fight for the country, you know what I'm saying? Fight for the American people. So we salute you and we
thank you
for your service, sir. Yes. And you just getting started, man. So shout out to you on that, from graduating. I know it wasn't easy, but shout out to you, man. And can't wait to see what the things that you got going.
Real talk.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's switching gears here. You brought up something that I want you to talk to the people about, get them a scoop of what's going on with this Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears situation.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I also am somebody who followed Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears. I think I interviewed Ari Spears on the show a couple of years ago. I need to go try and pull that interview. Never interviewed Tiffany Haddish, but I was in touch with her team about a couple of things. As a matter of fact, one of the things, this is real talk, that I was actually in touch with her team about was potentially coming and doing a quick pop-up at our wedding. And this is not a joke. Last year when T. Smiley proposed, I knew he just absolutely loved Tiffany Haddish, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do something special for him. I reached out to Tiffany's team and was like, listen, you know, just want her to come do a special pop-up appearance, blah, blah, blah. You know, she don't have to do a full comedy set. She ain't even got to do a comedy show. Just come, you know, give, you know, to our wedding and say hello to T. Smiley. That was really what I wanted her to do, just a surprise, boop, you know. It was pretty expensive, a couple extra bands, and then a couple extra bands on top of that. Just for her to come. So we had to contemplate if we were going to pay more for Tiffany Haddish appearing than what we're going to pay for the wedding, because it was triple what Tiffany cost than the wedding price. No joke. So we were like, you know, maybe next time, maybe the anniversary.
She's not ready.
Maybe the 10-year anniversary party or something. But anyways, neither here nor there. But I did know how much T. Smiley really loved Tiffany Haddish. Fast forward to a couple days ago, and I began seeing these reports about Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears allegedly having a video of some sort that was actually out. There was a video that was out with Tiffany Haddish, Ari Spears, and two young children. And according to the reports, two young children belong to a friend of Tiffany's. And according to these reports and as well as court records, Tiffany reached out to one of her friends and said, hey, listen, I want to take your children to do a Nickelodeon reel, right? A reel for Nickelodeon. And, for those of you who don't know what a reel is, it's like, you can call it maybe like a commercial for an actress or an actor. Right, this is something they can take and take it to different companies, different production companies, and say, hey, this is a commercial for me. See me acting in it. This is what I can do, basically, right? So the mom was like, oh my goodness, that's awesome. You know, yeah. Tiffany goes, picks the kids up, takes them to this place, and I unfortunately can't remember. I think it might have been Ari Spears' place, but I'm not necessarily for certain. I can't confirm that. but took them to a place where Aries Spears was. There was also one cameraman there, according to reports. At that time, the teenage girl who was 14 was had a brother who was 7. They were both there in Tiffany Haddish's care. The 14-year-old girl got into the house as well as the 7-year-old boy and Tiffany. Somehow, the 14-year-old and the 7-year-old were separated, right? Tiffany evidently said, hey, young girl, you sit here. I'm going to take him to the back to do his reel. Now, this is the deal. Several days or weeks prior to Tiffany picking the son up and the daughter up and taking them, Tiffany had also done a reel with the 14-year-old daughter. Okay, so that reel had already happened for Nickelodeon, quote unquote. Now, this reel was happening for the 7-year-old boy. The 7-year-old boy gets into the room with Tiffany, Aries Spears, and the cameraman, and it really just kind of goes bad from there. To be honest with you, I have not seen the full video because I cannot stomach it. But the parts that I have seen and the court documents that I had to read through to get this information was enough that it was extremely inappropriate what they put this young man through. One of the scenes was the young boy being in his underwear, and Aries Spears had cut out 2 eye holes in a newspaper and put his eyes into the newspaper and was peeping through the newspaper at the little boy in his underwear. So, but it wasn't only the looks, according to the court report. It wasn't just the looks. He was also touched and groped in certain places as well that made him extremely uncomfortable. And because of that, that is called a sexual assault.
Wow.
So you don't have to necessarily penetrate somebody to assault them sexually.
Touching
is enough. They touched him. And according to these reports, because of the way Tiffany Haddish allowed the young boy, who was in custody of Tiffany Haddish at the time, because the mother gave custody for that temporary moment to Tiffany, who was a friend of hers. You trusted your friend Tiffany, and your friend Tiffany now took them to Aries Spears, who has violated them or violated the son in a certain degree. There are other reports about the young lady, the 14-year-old as well. There are reports about her being violated as well, okay, and during these Nickelodeon, quote-unquote, Nickelodeon reels, okay? Now, after that reel was done, the mother reached out to Aries, reached out to Tiffany and said, hey, Tiffany, I want to see what the, you know, what it was that my kids did. And Tiffany was like, well, I don't have it. Aries has it. So the mother begins reaching out to Aries Spears. Aries Spears is like, well, I haven't, you know, I got a lot going on. I haven't really done the footage. She reached out to him several days, like several times through and throughout the course of like 2 to 3 weeks, she reached out to him several times. That final time, he said, listen, your son cried so bad during that footage that I wasn't able to get anything good. Now, he did cry. How, why he cried, so this is the situation. When that day that they were at the house with Aries Spears, he just started crying, of course, because he's uncomfortable, right? He said, I want to call my mama and go home. He calls his mom so he can go and say, mama, please come get me or whatever the situation was. The mom calls Tiffany, and Tiffany was like, oh, well, I'm on my way to bring them home anyway. Tiffany gives them $100 and was like, tell your mama you had a good time. Evidently, the young boy, he was 7. He might not have even realized what was really going on. He was 7, you know what I'm saying? So he was 7, and the sister didn't see. So he probably didn't realize, he didn't know what to really describe that had happened. And from a boy, he was probably a little embarrassed, too. Let me cut my phone off. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll ding-a-ling and everything. So the mom, years later, about a year or two later, receives email or information from a Bossip magazine or something, somehow. The mother received information that video was out. Now, what? Remember I told you the mom called for like 2-3 weeks, and Ari Spears said the video, because that boy cried, and he kept crying, they couldn't get it. He couldn't cut and edit the video footage where anything good would come out of it. Well, that was a lie. And he lied to the mother. That was an actual lie, because that video footage did go out, but it wasn't good. It wasn't funny, and it was pulled down. But guess what? Because it's the internet, things still linger and hang. Mm. And it lingered and hanged out there. And it was still there. People were able to see it, and they see how disgusting Ari Spears really is. Now, some people were saying it's a bad judgment call. Some people were saying it was a bad judgment call. Absolutely downright disgusting and degrading, and they should both be prosecuted. I know, T. Smiley, I don't think you have seen the video or read the paperwork or anything like that. If you were to actually see this video, T. Smiley, if you were to actually see the way Ari Spears had his eyes bucking big, and I get it, they were trying to say, watch who you have around your children. That was the preface of this video. Watch who you have around your children. That's what they were trying to say.
Wow. And it got
in the mind of a pedophile. And with Ari Spears playing the pedophile and the young boy playing a victim.
Wow.
Now, people are saying it would have been funny if had Tiffany just played the little kid. You're absolutely correct. That would have been funny.
But you go get actual kids.
We went and got actual children. Didn't have full permission to utilize the footage that you used, it and you used it anyway. Now, people are saying they want Tiffany Head for this one. They want Tiffany Head for this one. Yeah. I really want to show you, T. Smiley. I do. I really... really want you to see, because I want you to be able to come back next weekend and really give a true opinion on how you feel about this, because I'm not trying to persuade you to be upset at Aries or Tiffany or anything. I want you to have your own true opinion about how you really feel about this thing.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna have to watch the video. We'll have to see, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I get the concept, but it was done wrong. And so I'll say that, and I'll just say I'll watch the video later. And we'll be back next week. More on that. That's crazy. That is crazy. Wow. But listen, man, that right there, y'all, that's a lot. That's a lot. I mean, I don't even know what to say on that, except for, you know, it's crazy people out here. It's crazy people out here. We will definitely, you know, keep watching, man. Keep watchful for these folks, man. Because this, I tell you what, last week I was at the gas station with my daughters, and we were getting some slushies, and we were getting ready to check out, and the guy at the cash register, you know, immediately was like looking at my oldest daughter and was like smiling and stuff, right?
And she's
9 years old. And so this guy's looking at her and smiling at her, and then instead of talking to me or looking at me to get to pay for what we got, he asking her, you going to pay for this? And then laughing. And so my daughter was just kind of like, Daddy, like, I don't know what he's saying. And, you know, I immediately was like, you know, I was ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying? You don't do no mess like that, you know what I'm saying? And I guess he thought I wasn't going to, you know, say nothing, you know, but at the same time, I had to realize that I had my kids in there with me, else it would have been a different story. But, you know, you just gotta be careful, man. People are crazy out here, and they'll try anything, say anything or do anything to, you know, just, you know what I'm saying?
They got a way to get in. See who's available and see who's flexible. See who's willing. They will do whatever in front of a parent, because they pedophiles don't give a crap. They got their own agenda. They got their own mind, and they don't give a crap. And that's sad. They belong behind bars, every last one of them.
Or 6 feet under.
You doggone right.
Because that day right there, man, I was, when I tell you I was attack mode, set in, you know,
But Daddy Mo still had to be there, you know what I'm saying? Because I protect my kids, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no way in the world that'll ever happen.
Yeah. And it's crazy, you know, because you do have two beautiful daughters. And, you know, you're the type of parent, you and your ex-wife do not allow your children to go over people's houses like that. Y'all don't do that. Y'all just don't let them go anywhere. If somebody calls them up and say, hey, can I come get them? It's got to be your sister or your somebody that, it's got to be somebody who is extremely close. And a lot of times that's just not how parents are anymore. You know, this young lady, no shade to who she is, but the mother of the 14-year-old and the 7-year-old, she actually has 5 children.
Oh, wow.
She's also a comedian. And an interview she did, in one of her comedy sets, she actually talks about how she has 5 children with 5 different daddies by 5 different men, you know. So she, you know, probably is somebody who needed a break. She's probably somebody who could have used, you know what I'm saying, somebody to come pick up her 2 children. And so Tiffany Haddish took advantage of that, absolutely without a doubt. And it's sad because that's what people – I'm not saying Tiffany Haddish was actually a pedophile in touching these children. I need to read more reports. To actually find that out, there is a report that does have sexual assault next to Tiffany Haddish's name. Unfortunately, I haven't seen that information where it actually talks about Tiffany Haddish actually assaulting. But she did leave the children in the hands of someone who actually did assault them. So there you go.
Okay.
You are an accomplice. If you commit a murder, if you commit a robbery, and you're in the car with the robbery, who goes down? Everybody, so quit playing with me. The videographer in that room needs to go down too. Where he at? Who produced it? Who put it up online? That part. They all need prosecution.
Wow.
It's child pornography is what it is.
Man.
It's child porn. I'm gonna say one more thing, and I know you got to go. But I'm gonna say one more thing, and I'm just a couple days ago they arrested, I think, 160 people in a child trafficking scheme. Several of those people were teachers. Several of those people were law enforcement officers. And one of them worked for Disney.
Dang. It ain't safe out here in these streets.
He worked for Disney as a photographer. He was taking pictures. He's a photographer taking pictures of kids. Playing with me. Don't trust nobody, not even the photographer at the amusement park taking pictures of the kids. I mean, it's sad. Sorry, T.
Man, listen, that's crazy. We're going to talk more on, you know, we'll come back next week and discuss this video. You know, I want to check it out and see what's going on. Let's see what's going on. But we'll be back next week on more on this, definitely. Right here on the K Radio Show with your boy T Smiley. Listen, I want to play the song. It's called All the Way by Mr. Nicholas Cole. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to be with us today, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? These artists and these these people, man, they got a lot of things going on. You know what I'm saying? They here, they there, they singing, they working. You know what I'm saying? They putting in that work, so we understand. You know what I'm saying? We'll have them back on the show. Y'all don't worry. When we get ready to have him back on the show, we will definitely post that so y'all will be able to see and be able to come back and listen to him as he talk about his music.
I don't understand. If you say you're going to be somewhere, be somewhere.
Well, she said it. Miss Kia D said it. Listen, it is what it is, man. We're gonna play his song. It's called All the Way. And y'all don't go nowhere. Stay with us. Play this song. Here it is.
Give you what you want.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Move 3 repping Front and Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. That's right, man. I hope y'all enjoyed this show on today, man. Jamming out, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like old school stuff, man. That's where I'm at, man. You know, old school at heart, you know what I'm saying? I just want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show on today. It's always fun having my peoples, having my family here, you know what I'm saying? Just hanging out, you know, having conversations and, you know, just making it do what it do. But yeah, man, I just want to thank y'all for being here on today. And listen, tomorrow, man, tomorrow we got a couple shows lined up. Tomorrow we got 10 a.m. We have Shine Lord Radio with Pastor Jeremy Glenn. Listen, that's my good friend. That man is, if you need a word, that's the place to be. 10 a.m. tomorrow, Shine Lord Radio with Pastor Jeremy Glenn and Soulful Church right here on We Talk Radio. And then at 7 o'clock, we have Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Miss Dion Lax. And listen, inspiration, just uplifting show, man. Y'all got to go check them out, man. They are a dynamic duo, you know what I'm saying? So, and then after that, we have E-Man After Show with the E-Man, Mr. E-Man himself, man. He sits at the domino tables. He have a good conversation. You know, he just hold it down. You know, they have great conversation on there. We have some elders and some ministers and some seasoned men on there. You know what I'm saying? And we have Miss Mandy, his beautiful fiance. You know, she's there as well. And you know, we have great conversations, man. So if y'all tomorrow y'all tune in, and then next week we have Kia D Unplugged with Miss Kia D herself. And then after the lights go out, of course, on Wednesday. And Tuesday, Groovy Tuesdays at 4 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? If you want to rock out, listen to some good music, man. Our man Mitchell, man, he holds it down. And he gets y'all going, man, at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, Groovy Tuesdays, man. Y'all remember that. Got some good music on here, man. But as we always do, man, we always pray out, you know, on our shows. So without further ado, Father God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for our health, life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for just, you know, protecting us all week long, God, protecting our families, God. We just ask that you just continue to, God, just to pour out your blessings upon your people, God. We ask that you just do all things, God, in your will, in your perfect will, God, and we ask that you just keep us all throughout the rest of this week, the rest of this day, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank y'all for tuning in to We Talk Radio on the Cave Radio Show. Listen, man, I'm about to go mic. We're going to end it on mic. And so we'll see y'all next Saturday. We'll see y'all next Saturday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's your boy T. Smiley holding it down for the Cave Radio Show. Yep.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.